ABC Radio Australia.
Sometimes the simplest things we value and care about, for example, a game we love or a place we gather, can create a real change, meaningful change, and bring a whole community together in ways you wouldn't expect.
Yeah, that's very true, Joe. And what I find, I guess, inspiring is when the people themselves take the lead, using their creativity and teamwork to face challenges that affect their daily lives and their future as well.
Indeed, and it is incredible to see how something like a soccer field or a local tradition can become a way for people to connect, to plan, and even to protect the place or the wanua they call home.
And Joe, let's just stop for a second and just take in how spectacular this soccer field actually is that we're talking about, because one end, there's buildings behind the goals, but the goals on the other end, you could almost kick the ball into the ocean.
Exactly.
It's incredible.
And they don't want to lose their particular field, which they hold dear at heart, especially the sport they love, right?
And that's why stories like this really stand out, Joe. And it's all about people finding practical solutions in their own way while keeping their culture and their passions alive at the same time.
We will travel to Andra Island in Manus Province in Papua New Guinea, where locals are finding creative ways to protect their coastline and the game they love at the same time.
The game was on, and the committee and the executive of the tournament, they were trying to remove the water out of the field, and the game was going on, and it was very disturbing.
And our PNG-based reporter Ben Kidoga caught up with a community member and school teacher, Tony Kalo, to share more about his project. Let's listen.
Firstly, my name is Anthony. My surname is Kalo. I'm from Andra Island. I'm teaching here. This is my fourth year of teaching. My island is located at the north coast part of Manus Island. Andra is ward number 11 in PNKALLG. PNK stands for Pomotundrahet Kurti, Andra.
I understand the community has, for the love of the game of soccer, have transformed this interest into something else, and that is trying to save their soccer field and in turn also try to protect their coastline. Very interesting story, and I want you to tell me a bit about this project.
The project was planned for some past years ago, but there is no action taking place because of fundings. This was been seen as one of the major projects that will be going around, not only blocking the front bits of the oval, but especially around the island. I can remember that the tournament was going on, and the sea and the waves coming towards the beach front, reaching the inland, and it disturbs the game. The game was on, and the committee and the executive of the tournament, they were trying to remove the water out of the field, and the game was going on, and it was very disturbing.
If you can tell me a bit about what plans you have in terms of sustaining this particular project to save your coastline and also, importantly, your playing field.
Yes, when we start this small project, and the pictures were uploaded to our group of Parasoc Association, our citizen outside the province and outside the country, they saw what was going on. They upload those pictures so people outside can see and at least help us in ways to at least manage and sustain this project to an ongoing project around the community and not only at the beachfront. So the beachfront, they at least need something strong so that it can hold it for a long period of time.
Pacific Prepared.